Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have at least 33 states that have legalized marijuana in some form, either for recreational use, medical use, and marijuana use is rising exponentially. And one thing that I'm seeing as a physician are people having side effects to it. They'll be nauseous. They might have abdominal pain, depression, anxiety. We've seen psychosis. We've seen cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, or they just can't stop vomiting. And even though it's very rare to die of marijuana overdose, overuse, doctors are concerned that some of these conditions can be fatal. Somebody could be suicidal. Somebody could become severely dehydrated, shut down their kidneys. In fact, there was a report of a teenager who died. I think the National Academies reviewed that several children have stopped breathing and gone into comas after consuming cannabis intended for adult use. There was a death of at least one teenager, partially attributed to the ingestion of an edible cannabis product. So we have to be prepared for our antidotes. If we're doing a very poor job of teaching kids that this is addictive, that it could cause health effects, heart attack, stroke, lung issues. There's been some reports of possible cancer, depending on the pesticides they're breathing in or some of what's on the weed. We need to make sure we have ways to treat. So interestingly, there's a pill, an experimental one, that is showing very encouraging results. The drug is known as AEF-0117, and it has been found to reduce marijuana's perceived positive effects, including the feeling of being high from the THC, the psychoactive component. And researchers at Columbia University found it to be about 38% effective. Now, some of you would say, who the hell would want to take that pill? Because they're using marijuana to get high. Well, we have some individuals that want to get off marijuana. And so the participants took the pill in the morning, had the weed by noon, and ended up having 38% of their higher positive effects. Now, I don't think this is a game changer, but we have individuals who can't stop. They get nauseous, so they smoke more, and then they get more nauseous. Or they go through withdrawal, and they don't want to stop. As I said, with a lot of these narcotic users, many of them are not taking narcotics to get high. It's just withdrawing from narcotics is so painful, it's so scary, that it's just easier for them to take the narcotics so they can still function and go to work. We're being told that 1 in 6 people regularly use marijuana. 1 in 3 high schoolers are drug users. 1 in 3 high schoolers. Why? Because marijuana has been legalized. Now, some of you were like, no, no, that's not true. Well, alcohol, in my class, I don't know how many kids drank beer. Yes, you weren't supposed to get beer because you were under 21, but you got it. You had access to it. Same thing with marijuana. 35 million Americans reported taking the drug in some form last year. That's about a tenth. And those are the ones who admit it. Now, doctors are reporting rises of a rare but fatal condition linked to the vomiting, dehydration, and abdominal pain. But we don't have drugs to treat people who are addicted to cannabis. So cannabis use disorder is when you cannot stop using the marijuana, despite it affecting work, despite it affecting relationships, despite it hurting you. And those who use it casually can still have a chance of getting addicted. So this study was small. The drug was given to 29 adult men and women with cannabis use disorder who were smoking. They smoked about 3 grams of marijuana a day, 6 days a week. Then they were given 0.06 milligrams of this AEF0117, or a 1 milligram dose. They got either that or a placebo for 5 days. And then they looked at what happened after they took marijuana 3.5 hours later after taking the pill at 9 a.m. And they found that it did lower some of the positive effects. So if it could block some of the THC, then maybe individual, but without people feeling like they're going through withdrawal, it could have a use. I think it's going to have to do better. I think 38% is not going to be enough. And we have to have people that want to go off of it. The pill is from pregnenolone, which is a hormone that's produced from the adrenal gland, and it acts on the same parts of the brain as the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, the active ingredient in cannabis that produces the high, and it inhibits the CB1 receptors. So these receptor blockers, just like with Chantix, we use Chantix to help block the nicotine receptors to try to help get you off smoking. The problem is it's a way of life. I was hiking Lone Mountain. It's a mountain in Las Vegas. It's not a big mountain, but it's a fun hike. It's a good hike, pretty technical in some areas. So it was a good workout. But when we got there were two real nice kids up there smoking weed. I'm trying to breathe some fresh air because I'm a little winded, and I got a big bunch of weed in me. And, you know, I thank them for, you know, helping me with that last step that I had to take, because there was no path and it was all rocky. So you're trying to be on the little tippity tops of the rocks. And they were really, really nice. But it's just, yeah, let's climb a mountain and then let's do some weed. Or let's skip class and do some weed. Or skip work and do some weed. And so many people's friends, that's what they do. They smoke. You know, you look at a lot of this isolation, where a lot of individuals are just staying home and they're watching movies, or it's because if they don't want to be around their friends and pot, where else can they go? It's everywhere. So we do need to get an antidote, and we do need to identify people becoming addicted to cannabis. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I've heard from some patients who's we're getting ready for sports physicals to be done during the summer, etc. And one parent asked, how do they protect their daughter from being injured by other players? They're concerned because they think there's going to be a transgender female, and they're worried about, they saw that video of that one girl who was on the opposite team, and when a volleyball was spiked, got knocked unconscious, and so they had some concerns. They're pro-LGBTQ rights, but they what advice could I give to protect their daughter if they're playing against a transgender female? And, this is something that schools have to be aware of, that some injuries could happen. Flag football, volleyball, gymnastics, by the way, gymnastics is one of the most dangerous sports, and that's done despite gender. But it is a concern that a lot of parents have. We had one parent who told me that her daughter is withdrawing because she doesn't think she's going to win. And it's a topic that I think a lot of parents are scrambling with. One parent reached out to me, says they're Democrat, always has supported LGBTQ rights, but they're concerned about transgender athletes competing with their daughters. So it's, and I think the maybe that's what's going on, where we're calling this a LGBTQ issue when it's a sports issue. And I think a lot of people are feeling marginalized because they want to support Pride Month, they want to support the LGBTQ plus community, but they also want to support women in sports. And they're being told, you're either with us or against us, or if you're on this side, then it means you're biased. And I think we have a lot of people who are confused. I mean, having LGBTQ plus members in our extended family, you know, I find myself also mixed on, you know, what do we do in terms of safety, in terms of protecting against people who could be predators and taking advantage? Because I think the true transgender community is an amazing community, and we need resources for them, but I think there could be a lot of exploitation. I also believe that there's a lot of blame being put on that community when they're not the ones necessarily asking for a lot of the changes to happen. And so I think it's becoming a little bit of a mess, and maybe, we need to identify what it is we're asking for. So there was a study that USA Today and multiple news outlets have reported from the Gallup Annuals Values and Beliefs poll. And it suggests that Americans do not look at the issue as transgender civil rights, but they are less supportive of transgender athletic participation from a competitive fairness point of view. And maybe that'll help people talk about this more, because you have many individuals that are not anti-transgender individuals. They just want their daughters to be able to compete in a sport and not lose to somebody who could be biologically male. Apparently, one of the headlines this weekend is a trans woman cyclist won a North Carolina race, beating everybody by 5 minutes. And Austin Killips, 27 years old, was born male and crushed this 137-mile-long race, was able to establish a very early lead. This was the Belgian Waffle Ride. And the female riders, Paige Onweller and Flavia Oliveira, won second and third place, respectively. And the trans athlete said that her victory, and mind you, 137 miles is a long, long race, but people are concerned that women may never get to win if they're always up against a transgender or a biological male, may never be able to win if they're up against a transgender female. So this poll says Americans are less supportive of transgender athlete participation in single-gender sports than they were 2 years ago. And they said support has fallen for transgender athletes being able to play for teams aligned with their gender identity, even among those who say they knew a transgender person. And so Jeff Jones is a senior editor of the polling firm for Gallup's Annuals Value and Beliefs poll, says it was surprising. He said it definitely looks like most people see it as a fairness issue. Even Democrats are divided. And we see that independents who are generally supportive of LGBTQ policies are also opposed overall. So it was a telephone survey of about 1,011 U.S. adults. It was conducted last month, and it said close to 70% of Americans say transgender athletes should be restricted to sports teams that conform with their birth gender. Now, this is up from 62% in 2021. Likewise, the findings show that 26% of Americans support transgender athletes playing for teams matching their gender identity, compared to 34% 2 years ago. So it's changing. And we don't want this. We don't want people feeling that they're going to be branded as biased, or because this is what I'm worried about. there's a lot of progress in having taken care of patients in the LGBTQ plus community. We have made amazing strides in terms of HIV awareness, in terms of assault, in terms of acceptance, in terms of depression, anxiety. We've made a lot of progress. And when you see this much backlash because of sports, you want to say, can we not tie everything all into that? Well, let's address the sports, but it, and I'm afraid, and what we're starting to see now with Pride Month, et cetera, and what happened with Target, and we're starting to see people buck it all. Now, the average, we have very, very good friends that are in the LGBTQ plus community, and they are not necessarily advocating for all of this stuff that we see going on. You know, they're like, you know, we're very, very private about our relationship, just like you guys are. We don't talk about our sex. We don't, you know, it's sex is private. It's, you know, who you want to be with and who you love and who you, it's, you know, it's, we don't want young kids being taught about there. And so you're wondering who's driving a lot of this. And I think a lot of people in the LGBTQ plus community are worried that anger is going to be projected onto them when many of them are not the ones that are driving a lot of the divide. And so, you know, as a physician, apparently there was a doctor who got fired. I think this was in Europe. He did not want to use the trans pronouns with his patients. I think this was in UK. So a 60-year-old ER doc just got canned. He's been practicing for 26 years. Because of his religious beliefs, he did not want to use the hypothetical patient's preferred pronouns. Now, this wasn't a training exercise. It wasn't a patient he was actively treating. He said, I told him as a Christian in good conscience I couldn't do that. So his employer said that he was that his failing to use the pronouns fell under harassment under the UK Equality Act and fired them. Now, I have, you know, taking care of patients, and the first thing I've taught medical students to do, and the first thing I've done is ask, how would they like to be addressed? You want to be addressed as Bob, as Karen, as Mrs. Smith, as Heidi, as Pat, as, how would you like to be addressed? Because however they want to be addressed, I need to be able to connect with them. However they want to be addressed, that's fine. If they have ovaries, I need to know about it. If they have testicles, they need to know about it, but I don't necessarily have to misgender them. I don't have to call them by a different, if they want to be called, if that's their name, that's their name. My mom, she goes by Kay, but her legal name is Karen, but she's never liked that. She's always, ever since 50s, she's gone by Kay. So if a doctor meets her, she's like, please call me Kay. And then everything moves on. So it's going to be interesting to see where we go, but it seems like we're finding more and more, as we're seeing with this California bill, where parents might lose their child in custody battle if they don't gender affirm. And again, you would have to keep up with in case they change their mind. There's a lot of confusion, and I think people are now starting to reject all of it, and we don't want that. There's a lot of, you know, I think there's an easier answer to this. And it's getting, unfortunately, to the point where, and I think the powers that be that want to divide you want that. You know, you're either pro-choice or pro-life. There's no in-between. You're either pro-mail in ballot or you're anti-mail in ballot. You know, and honestly, with everything in life, there's a spectrum. And, you know, there's definitely room to negotiate. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update as former President Trump heads to Miami for tomorrow's arraignment in the documents case. NBC reports while Trump may not be arraigned, that's because as of now he has no Florida-based attorney to represent him. A Philadelphia TV station says searchers have found human remains in the wreckage of that tank truck that blew up and collapsed a piece of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia, and it could be many weeks before one of the busiest roads in the USA can reopen. Big wind, big rain, lightning, flash flooding, they're all in store for up to 40 million of us. Different weather systems will affect us from Denver to Dallas to the Deep South and up to the Northeast. More of us are feeling more optimistic that inflation is on the way down. The New York Federal Reserve's latest survey of consumer expectations shows the inflation outlook hit a two-year low last month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news, but we have some good news that came along with it. Apparently, there was a cave tour boat in upstate New York that capsized. It tipped over by a sudden shift in weight. Emergency crews had to come in, save them. Luckily, all 36 people have survived. All 36, we believe, have been rescued. Now, unfortunately, a few have had to be taken to the hospital. But this was a boat carrying a group through the Lockport Caves. And it turned over due to a sudden shift of weight. This happened at about 11:25 a.m. Social media posts from emergency services have said that several people have been rescued from the water. Streets around the caves have been closed off. Eastern Niagara Health System have confirmed that they were treating four people with non-critical injuries. I believe everybody was wearing life jackets. Usually you have to on these. But the tour was operated by Lockport Cave, an underground boat ride. Wow. Despite social media reports, the sheriff's office, office revealed that all were adults, multiple people loaded into an ambulance, and the caves have been open to boat tours since 1977. The water is around 4 feet deep, but it's very, very cold. It's about 60 degrees, so you could risk hypothermia. The tour takes around 70 minutes. You know, it's funny. They'll ask you a question in survival class, which is better, to be out if you fall in a boat or you fall in the water, to stay in the water because you feel warmer, or to get out of the boat and shiver on the boat? The answer is you get out of the water and you get on the boat. Because you lose more body heat in the water. You might feel warmer at first and get used to the temperature, but it won't last. Get out of the boat, try to dry off. It's better than being in the water. So, somebody said, yeah, but what if it's really cold outside? Well, the water's cold too. So, and try not to get in the water. Try not to get wet. Apparently, in a 2021 feature, WIBV reported that the man-made caves were created 150 years ago. Oh, no, it looks like they might not be in vests. Uh-oh. They're beautiful caves. They're called the Lockport Caves. It's a nice ride. It's nice to do in the hot summer, but apparently something shifted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in New York news, a 29-year-old woman has narrowly escaped rape on a Manhattan subway platform. She got off the train, and a suspect punched her and pinned her to the ground. This happened after 9 p.m. on the southbound J train at the Chambers Street subway station near City Hall in Lower Manhattan. She fortunately was able to fight off the stranger. He apparently exposed himself to her, tried to rape her, and she was able to get away. Police are still looking for the suspect. And apparently she was coming off the train, and the assailant pulled her back into the subway car. Police said the suspect tried to remove her clothes, ripped her jacket. She fought back. He then got a hold of her cell phone. He tossed it during the struggle. She broke free, fled the subway car just before the doors closed. Wow. The man remained on the train that was heading south. She was taken to the hospital by EMS. They had responded to the scene, treated her injuries. The suspect got her wallet and keys, removed $60 of cash from it before ditching it, and now police have released surveillance photos. He's described as a man with dark complexion between the ages of 30 and 40, 5'6" or 5'7", last seen wearing a navy blue hooded sweatshirt and pants, black and white sneakers, and a white face mask. He's also had a greenish-gray backpack. So these subways, I have family members and friends who have family that they just stopped taking the subways. I loved taking the subways. Every time I'm in New York, it's so convenient. I like to always strike up conversations, even though nobody really wants to talk on the subway. And but now it's just becoming more and more dangerous. And, you know, I've heard people have been taking cabs home. They've been taking Ubers home and spending the money so they don't take the subway. And it's dangerous. They say robbery and grand larceny are other common types of crime that happen on the major subway. Felony assaults have remained slightly more frequent in the subway than before the pandemic. There were 132 cases in the first quarter of 2023 compared to 110 in the first quarter of 2020. And subway drivers are now making frequent announcements at stops alerting passengers to cops stationed on the platform should they require assistance. So I think Mayor Eric Adams has upped the number of police that are there and nearby. But you see, the attacker pulled her back into the subway car. Or he was outside, grabbed her, pulled her back. And you wonder, was anybody else around to help? People don't. That woman who was being attacked on a Philly subway in broad daylight, nobody came to help. And so, you know, the data is not showing if the assailants or victims are homeless or if they, and there's a lot of debate on, you know, what we need to do next. You know, is it mental illness driving this or pure crime? But we, you know, as I've said, I think, you know, seeing what happened with the Amazon children and them being able to fend for themselves for 40 days, I think we really need to go through training. We need to, all of us need to learn survival skills, need to learn self-defense, need to learn. I don't know how this woman got away from him, but she was able to, which is huge. You know, have, I mean, for me, I used to work. I didn't have a car. I lived in an area that wasn't really the safest part of town. And I used to get off shift at about 11, 11:30, have to walk home by myself. So I would have the keys in between my fingers as a little spoke, and I would have a racquetball racket, and I would pray that I would get home, walk those, I don't know, 7, 8 blocks, 10 blocks, whatever, and hopefully get home safe. And I was very, very grateful I was able to. But, you know, sadly, it's you can be jumped by 3-4 people, and you can be trafficked, you can be killed, anybody. And there's, you know, obviously the number one thing is to try not to be in that position where you have to walk home, but I couldn't afford a car and nobody got off shift with me. You know, it blows my mind that I was able to make it as safe as I was. You know, I have been assaulted, but, you know, it wasn't during that time when I was trying to walk home late at night. And so I think there's a lot of things we could teach our kids and teach people that they could use as weapons to protect themselves. I know many people are kind of shy on that because they don't want people to turn around and use weapons on each other. But when you look at these Amazon these kids whose plane crashed in the Amazon and they had to survive with the mother dead, the pilot dead, and the 13-year-old, I think a 9-year-old, 7-year-old, and infant to fend for themselves, you know, they had to learn how to protect themselves from animals, from bad bugs, feed themselves. I think they fed on fruit and a certain flour, starch that they found. And apparently the older child, Leslie, knew how to navigate it. It's amazing that they were able to do this. The eldest daughter had a little one in her arms, came towards the rescuer and says, "I'm hungry." And she said, "One of the two boys was lying down. My mom is dead." We immediately followed up with positive words saying that we were friends and that we were sent by the family, the father, the uncle, and that we were family. Because that's the other thing, too. You come up against kids who don't know if they're about to be attacked, so they had to immediately show, "Look, we know your family." And then the rescuers, fed them. They're in the hospital, these four kids now, recuperating, being treated for dehydration, malnutrition. They've been lost in the jungle since May 1st when their Cessna 206 crashed. Pilot had reported engine problems minutes after taking off from the Aurora Curara area. So thank God they've been found. 1-877, Doc Belly.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in a few minutes, you're going to hear me do an interview with regarding Exploravision. These kids were creating these projects, and Justin Schaefer, TV scientist and tech expert, will be joining us talking about this competition and what the kids did who won. And, you know, I'm looking at this going, I wish all kids would be, you know, at least even during the summer, working on these sorts of projects or science fair projects or Exploravision, because I got to tell you, it's so rewarding. You know, we're going to be talking about what to do with our kids this summer because it's a long summer and we really lose out on a lot of learning. But this Exploravision, for example, it's a competition for K through 3, grades 4 through 6, 7 through 9, 10 through 12, so for any age. And it allows these kids to make these designs of these projects. Some are a little bit more advanced, abstract, description, bibliography, etc. And the categories are present technology, history, future technology, breakthroughs. Some of these kids are designing something that could be a future breakthrough. They may win on design process, consequences. What could the impact have on some of these projects? And we're going to be talking about later in the month some science fair projects that could be really meaningful. Remember we told you there was a group of high schoolers, I think it was in Europe, where they wanted to see what Wi-Fi or the router did to nearby plants. And they had the plants at certain positions away from the Wi-Fi, and they found that the ones closer died. Now, again, there could be limitations to these, but the fact that these kids are looking at STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, looking at these sorts of, scientific concepts and, you know, making a difference. Even if we might not work for some of these companies later, some of the what we do as kids in school could garner future research, nurture future research. So you're going to hear, this is a taped interview, so you're going to hear from Mr. Fascinate, Justin Schaefer, next, TV scientist and tech expert, on what these kids are doing, and it's amazing. And K-12, it's a science competition. Check it out.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And this year marks the 31st anniversary of the world's largest K-12 science competition. And you know me, I'm a STEMI, and I love anything that's STEM-related and getting these kids excited about it. But joining us from the National Press Club is scientist Justin Mr. Fascinate Schaefer, who is here to introduce some of the winners of the Toshiba Explorer Vision Awards and the National Science Teaching Association. Schaefer, as you know, is famously known as Mr. Fascinate, promotes science education as a TV host, producer, and we are really, really honored to have him, as well as student winners from the W.I. Dick Middle School from Milton, Ontario, in Ontario. Justin Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for all you do. These awards. This is huge. Talk to us about what these awards are.
So this is the 31st Explorer Vision Awards. It's this incredible opportunity for young students like these to expand their imaginations and envision themselves in careers in science, technology, engineering, and math.
You know what? It's interesting because there's a lot of kids, having kids myself, they're intimidated by it. And they think, oh, well, gosh, you know, I might not, you know, if I don't do well in math in one class, I can't do any of the STEM. And that's not the case. There is the aptitude for this is so broad. And I love how you kind of infuse a lot of that sort of confidence in these subjects.
I think every kid should feel like they can be in a STEM career. I think the most important thing, and these students are a great example of that, is the desire to solve a problem that you care about.
Now, you're behind this award, right? You are. Talk to us about how you created this.
Oh, no, I didn't create the awards. The Explorer Vision Awards has actually been around since before I was born, actually. It's been around for 31 years. It's the largest K-12 science competition in the world. Over 2,000 projects were submitted this year by over 6,000 students. And in the past 31 years, over 450,000 students have participated in the awards, coached by close to 30,000 teachers. So this has been around for quite some time, and this is even bigger than me.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what are some of the submissions that you've seen and you've even helped participate with?
So I've been blown away by a bunch of these projects. There's a really cool project that uses AI and machine learning to help pets and owners communicate better and understand each other. And there's another really cool project that's super timely. It has drones fly over forest fires and drop these balls on them to help put fires out, which is such a timely thing right now.
It is. And, you know, these kids are our future leaders. And these kids, to see them want to be a part of community, be a part of solutions, it's just so heartwarming. And so talk to us about what the inspiration was for the winning science project.
All right. For our project, we've heard a lot about the damage that people have been doing to our environment. So we wanted to create something that could help reduce the impacts. We did some research, and we found out about how the textile industry is responsible for 20% of the world's water waste, as well as ranking second in the world polluters. Therefore, we did some more research, and we came across mycelium, where it's both biodegradable and it purifies the soil and water that it decomposes inside. So we thought that was... Oh, sorry.
No, I love it. Give us your name.
Sorry?
Your name.
What? Tell us your name.
My name is Jenna.
Jenna, good. And what grade are you in?
Grade 8.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And so congratulations on this. So, yeah, so what sort of an impact do you think this will make, what you've done?
We hope that it will decrease the amount of pollution caused by clothing production, as well as landfills being filled with wasted clothing.
Gosh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Justin, honestly, this must bring tears to your eyes. I mean, you know, just seeing the care that these kids have. You know, they're actually young adults, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't know about half the science that these kids are making real projects in today. And to see this happening, to see this next generation take that initiative and want to do things and act on it, I mean, it's heartwarming for sure.
Absolutely. So this program obviously is making an impact. Where do you see it goes next? How could kids get more involved?
So I think this program is going to keep on going. One of the cool things I want to briefly mention is that some of these projects go on to get real patents and then have real impact on our societies. And if you want to find out more about the Explore Vision Awards or apply for 2024, you can go to www.explorevision.org or check out Explore Vision's social channels on Twitter and Facebook.
Absolutely. And will we be able to see the winners and see some of the projects that they've done?
Yeah, you can see a bunch of that history there on the Explore Vision website.
Gosh, I love it. You know, and we love what you do, Mr. Fascinate. You are just awesome, Justin, with everything you do. Anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think that you should have your kids, if you have kids at home, you should have them thinking about these things and making projects and wanting to make an impact in the future. It's not every kid deserves to feel like they can contribute to this, no matter what their talents, no matter what their skills are. And these kids are a shining example of that.
It's so true. You know, we talk about mental health of our teenagers and of our students, and a big part of it is them not feeling they're a part of society and what they're doing is not contributing. And maybe it's the video games, maybe it's because they've been sidelined at home. And so these sorts of things are so inspirational, and they give them that drive, that dopamine surge, and make them want to learn more. And so I think it's healthy all around. God bless you, Justin. God bless your students, and can't wait to have you back on the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
You take care. Bye-bye.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.